When I was first entered the seminary, when I was still a teenager, and always the spiritual director asked us to do things for the glory of God. For that time, that doesn't mean anything. What do you mean to do things for the glory of God? Of course, we do things good things, but for the glory of God, we can see God, and how to see the glory of God? That's was, you know, as young age person. Eventually, I understand a better way, but still, it's not complete. I understand Jesus inviting us that every day can be improved. Every day is a new day. And Jesus always wants us, don't worry too much about things of the tomorrow. Stay with where you are. As a matter of fact, past will never be back. You cannot bring back yesterday. But tomorrow, you have heard the experience, the accident yesterday, last evening, Taipo Road, the double deck bus fell down. Should be more than 8 people died. A disaster. Thing can happen also to us. I could be in the car, or I could be waiting outside the bus station. Why not me? So Jesus keep us still alive, so that we can change. It's not because we're better, because we're worse. So it's important. Jesus wants us to live for his glory, the word of St. Paul. For the glory of God means every present moment to do the will of God. Whether you're cooking, praying the church, or in the market, anytime, anywhere, when you encounter, that's the sacred time that you meet the Lord. You say, well, I can't see him. Remember what Jesus says? Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. Even you talk to the shopkeeper, Jesus present, or to your friends, or people that doesn't like you, Jesus is still there. But you might say, how can I see Jesus in this person? Awful. Jesus loved this awful person. He just died for these people. In fact, for us, we are worse than the others. It's our pride that we say we are better. That's why many times you criticize people because you tell yourself, I'm better. Is it true? Not necessarily. Many times we fall into the trap, criticize people. Jesus wants us to live in peace of heart. When you judge, or until you're in peace, usually it's self-centeredness to keep you. Jesus wants us to have peace. Jesus owed his way towards Calvary. It's not an easy way. Even now, he healed the leprosy of this man. He cannot go inside the city because according to the Jewish law or the law of Moses, he became public sinner because when he touched, not a sinner, but they consider leprosy is a kind of effect of sin. So when he touched the person, Jesus himself become a sinner. Of course, he didn't go into the city because he doesn't want the people have a wrong concept of him. Because at that time, when they say Messiah is a person to be a future king. Remember? So this doesn't want the people, all these rumors that he'd be but a king. You can see Pilate up there, he can listen. Wow, there's a king. You know, worse for the people. So he keep himself outside from the city. Jesus said he saved, he sacrificed himself for each one of us. And Jesus expects us that we can have peace. The first word after the resurrection, peace, be with you. Peace that means have God in you. God means you live in the present moment in the will of God. This moment, only this moment you're sitting here. Not the last moment, not the future. With heart. Listen with heart. The next moment, go to the marketplace. Love the people next to you with heart, like Jesus. Just one thing you have to ask, what do Jesus want you to do? I remember once I was still in St. Mark's Church. One day a person came to me to my office. And that morning, I saw in the South China Morning Post the same picture of this man coming to see me. So I was alert, you know. But then the word of God came to me. See Jesus in this person. Even in South China Morning Post, he's a suspect of something. But God loves this person more than anything. So I changed my attitude towards him. In the beginning, I was really reserved and afraid. He observed this. So for a certain moment, then he told me, Father, I have more fear than you. He has fear about me because I have fear about him. And here where I changed my attitude. So it's important. Moment by moment, we can go back to the old style. Doesn't matter. When you're aware, present moment, what is we're doing, live with heart, with Jesus. Now, perhaps you might go out your mind where you go this afternoon, where you go to eat, or you meet what people, you might. But this moment, okay. I'm now in the church. I'm not yet coming. Stay with where you are, with heart. Say your prayer, sing with heart. And this, how we live, moment by moment, the will of God. And this is our peace. And this, the invitation of Jesus, come on earth, so that all the time, like Jesus, I come not to do my will, but the will of my God the Father in heaven.